In this session, you'll hear David talk about how your health can be affected by your level of consciousness. He will teach you excellent practices and insights that will help you take an introspective look at your life to bring you peace, perspective, and ultimately, healing. As we continue the healing and total wellness process with David in this session, we start with a meditative practice as part of your spiritual routine. First, David will start out talking about meditative practices and contemplation.
The meditative practices depend on one's level of spiritual education and sophistication, and you go through various phases. You go through the Buddhist phase and the Zen phase, and you go through experimenting with the different yogas. So, you know, over the years, over the decades, I went through the various yogas, the various meditative styles, and each one was different in its own way. And eventually, there is no process. The nonlinear state is always there. And because the nonlinear state is always there, you don't have to go there because it is there all the time. It's just to let go paying attention to the linear conditions. And the nonlinear state is continuous and uninterrupted, actually, by the linear. Eventually, you reach the point where nothing disturbs you, nothing that's happening in the world really gets to where you live. You may have some superficial reaction, but that has nothing to do with your happiness or your inner serenity. Eventually, you reach the point of an inner serenity where everything is okay with you and the way you are with God and life, and nothing really disturbs it. There's minor ripples on the surface of the pond, but nothing distressing. There are dozens and dozens of meditative practices, and what you follow is what appeals to you currently or who your latest teacher was. I myself don't follow any particular practice. There's no necessity to go someplace because where I want to go is always there. It's just paying less attention. What you do is you practice all the spiritual disciplines that you can, and you spend a great deal of time in contemplation rather than meditation, because meditation you have to withdraw from the world, and I don't advise meditation when you're driving. So contemplation is more practical in today's world. Contemplation is more like a daily word, where there is a statement of a spiritual truth. Now, during the day, you sort of tend to hold that in mind and keep returning to it, and maybe even pray about it. God, please reveal to me what is the true meaning of this, and how does it apply to my life, etc. So contemplation is something you can do almost all the time, no matter where you are. I mean, as I'm talking to you now, there is going on within the consciousness the letting go of any desire to change anything. The lighting is as it is, your voice is as it is, the audience is as it is. So there's the letting go of any intention to make anything different than the way it is, and to be totally accepting that the light may not be as perfect as I want it, or the question may not be phrased the way I want it, or the tablecloth is not the color I want it. So the mind is usually trying to be on top of things, change them, make them better, make them smoother. The clinic box should be this way. No, it should be this one. So the mind is always trying to fix things up. And as you reach a contemplative meditative state, the way things are is the way things are. And if somebody says, that's the end of all that it is, you say, well, goodbye then. It's profound acceptance. Because you're not really the one doing it, see? In other words, you're handling the situation to always look at the karmic consequence. And so you do what you can because of who you are at that moment. If your ideal is to be totally surrendered and released and free of all attachments or aversions, then that intention will bring things directly to your attention that you were not aware of before. You become aware of them because they arise, because you're attached to it. So if you're attached to comfort, then you have to let go of your attachment to comfort.